please, I can't sleep.
It's time to listen to Courtney at Last on the Ramblings of an Insomniac podcast.
Howdy ho, neighbor. I thought I'd try that out. I've been watching a lot of Home Improvement lately. Howdy ho, neighbor. I've been watching a lot of Home Improvement lately. So I thought I would, try it out for size. Welcome to the Ramblings of an Insomniac. I am Courtney. Good day. So my episodes have been all kinds of crazy, right? I am all over the place. I'm talking fast. There are abrupt, they stop abruptly. It's been a ride, but that's what you get. You get a wild and crazy ride. You feel like you're riding a Bronco when you listen to my podcast. You feel like you've earned, like your stripe for the day. Like you've earned like a cup of coffee. You've earned like your badge, your good job, your gold star. It's like you've been through the trenches when you listen to my podcast. You're like, geez, I have to like try to decipher her Courtney into English or into whatever your native language is, Courtney into Italian, Courtney into French. And you have to try to follow how fast I talk. You have to put up with the fact that I digress, that sometimes I repeat myself. It's like a whole bucking bronco kind of thing you have going with me. One minute I'm cussing like a sailor. The next minute I'm calm. I don't know. If you weren't bipolar already, you probably are now. You probably are now. If you weren't crazy before, you probably will be if you've listened to more than a handful of my podcasts, which is not really promoting my podcast, right? I guess I don't want people to be like, well, God, I don't want to listen to a lot because I don't want to go crazy. So I guess I shouldn't listen to very many because I don't want to go crazy. Or if it's hard to keep up with, maybe I shouldn't listen because I don't want it to be hard. I want something I can follow. I want something I can identify with. What's going on, Bunny? What's wrong? What's happening, Bunny, my dog? Oh, no. Oh, hey, what's wrong? Oh, Bunny. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. My poor dog, she just all of a sudden, I don't know if she was like having a bad dream or she just something was, she was sitting wrong. Oh, God, sorry. I've had to pause for quite a while and assess her and see what was going on. And I'm not seeing anything at all, but we've checked everything out and checked her thoroughly, and I'm not seeing anything. I think maybe she was just sitting wrong, but goodness. Poor baby. She's just going to sit next to me, and we're going to keep an eye on her. Keep an eye on her for today, huh? Bonnie. So I adopted this dog, Bonnie, who was formerly known as Marty. It's like the artist formerly known as Prince. She's the dog formerly known as Marty, and she's now Bonnie. And people didn't want to adopt her, and this is terrible because she is kind of, I'm going to cover her ears, fugly, kind of a little U-G-L-Y. I don't think she is, but people think she is. I don't think so. I love dogs that have quirks and a little something different, but she's older. People didn't think she was cute. She had a problem of wandering off and taking off. She can't be off a leash. She had to have all of her teeth, well, all but three of her teeth removed. She can be incontinent. Sometimes she gets a little cranky when she gets woken up. She gets very, very cranky. And she's very, very, very clingy. She quite literally follows you every single place. She cannot handle being left alone, like does not like it. And so nobody wanted to adopt her. And I thrive on those kind of dogs. I love people and animals and things that are quirky, that nobody else wants. I'm the one that sticks up for the underdog. I'm the one that sticks up for people being bullied and animals that nobody else wants. I have a lot of black cats because nobody likes black cats. I try to adopt older dogs because nobody wants older dogs. And Bonnie has a lot of quirks, but you know what? She's my quirky little pooch and I wanted her, so I adopted her. And we have gone through some stuff together, right, Bon Bon? Anyway. So I was saying, if you listen to my podcast, just like I did just now, perfect example, I do a lot of derailing, a lot of squirrel, a lot of sidetracking. So when you listen to my podcast, you have to just be on your game, right? That's why it's actually good to listen to if you're trying to stay awake, because you have to focus. Or like I was saying before, maybe not, because maybe you have to focus so much that it's exhausting and it makes you sleep. I don't know. Depends on how your brain works, I suppose. You know, but that also proves that I can either keep you awake or I can put you to sleep. So therefore, best of both worlds, right? When you listen to my podcast, I am very useful. I can either lull you to sleep or I can get you jazzed, get you going, get you motivated for the day. It depends on how your brain works and what you need to give you that extra push, right? So you're welcome. I'm glad I can be helpful. Now, if I just listen to, now I need to figure out, do I listen to myself when I need to go to sleep or do I listen to myself when I want to get jazzed up? Because guess what I'm doing today, you guys? Procrastinating. Like I'm on the procrastination bus really bad. I keep finding about 100,000 other things to do than what I actually need to do. Like I'm spinning in circles and really getting absolutely nothing accomplished. And usually that is when my fiance will say, you know what, maybe that's a good indication that you deserve a day to relax. Maybe that is your body's way of saying, we can't quite tackle anything today. We need to get sleep. We need to relax so that tomorrow we can be at our best. So tomorrow we can be a full functioning human. Because right now I feel like if I tackle stuff, I'm not going to do a very good job. And I just can't seem to get there. I can't seem to get going. I am procrastinating Sally. I started to say procrastinating Polly, procrastinating Penelope. I don't know. I'm just not getting anything accomplished today. And I used to be really hard on myself. I can't stand not getting something done. I have to check something off my list. I love the satisfaction of crossing something off your list. You're like, yeah, so satisfying. Are you a list checker? Do you guys like crossing things off your list? It's gratifying, you know? And when I can't do that, I'm like, but what have I accomplished today? I've done nothing. And sometimes that's what you should do. You should do nothing. Just don't make a living out of doing nothing. Just don't make a habit out of doing nothing. But sometimes you need to do nothing so that later on you can do something, right? Sometimes you need to do nothing so that you can do your best something some other time. But then I can't relax when things are messy. I can't relax when things are unfinished. I can't relax when things are disorganized and cluttery. It makes me insane. I cannot sit and relax. So that's the part of me that's making me just like bite my nails and, well, I don't bite my nails, but that makes me pace and run in circles. And I'm like, oh, okay, I know what I'll do. Another podcast. And then I'm like, oh, I will exercise my dog. Oh, I will check my podcast and see if anybody has downloaded my podcast yet. Oh, I will check my TikTok. Oh, I will, you know, go exercise my dog again. And then I'll get a little bit motivated and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take out my garbage. And then I take out my garbage and I'm like, yay. Oh, look at me go. I took out my garbage and I act like that was like the biggest thing in the world. And I just climbed Mount Everest and really I just took out my garbage. So like most of my life, I'm trying to balance. That's all I spend my time talking about on my podcast. I swear is balance, balance, balance. But balance is important. It really is. Balance is pretty much the key to life. Not being too lazy, but giving yourself some time to be lazy. Not cussing like a truck driver, but once in a while, you gotta let the F-bomb fly, you know? not constantly saying yes to everybody and appeasing everybody. Sometimes you have to take care of yourself first. Not eating a whole entire cake, but allowing yourself a piece of cake. You know, balance. But I got to get motivated. I am really just finding every excuse in the book to not do what I need to do. But then tomorrow it's going to be so overwhelming. Tomorrow's my last day before work. Tomorrow is my Sunday. So I need to get my arse going. Oh my God. We had this exchange student in high school one time from South Africa, and we had a teacher named Mr. Haas, and Mr. Haas was hilarious and everybody loved him. And he is now my best friend's uncle, which was awesome. Pretty cool. Anyway, and she one day was, you know, Mr. Haas was walking down the hall and Heather and I were behind him. Shout out to Heather Brakey. If you're listening for some weird reason, Heather Brakey, what? This is for you. I remember you. This is Courtney. She was behind Mr. Haas, and she was like, and Mr. Haas's pants apparently were falling down a little bit, not because he's a pervert, not because he's a weirdo. It's just, they were a little baggy. Maybe he lost weight and they were just kind of falling. Oh no, they weren't falling. No, they weren't falling. It was the opposite. Sorry. They were so tight, not because he was trying to be a perv and like, look at my butt. They just were kind of tight. And Heather goes in her, I can't, pardon me. I'm sorry. I cannot do a South African accent. So I'm going to absolutely slaughter the accent and I'm sorry. But she said, Mr. Haas, your pants are up your arse. And I laughed so freaking hard that to this day, 30-something years later, I still remember it. Mr. Haas, your pants are up your arse. Oh God, it's supposed to be Mr. Haas, your pants are up your ass. Mr. Haas, your pants are up your ass. Mr. Haas, your pants are up your arse. God, killed me. Again, I'm sorry to any South African that happens to be listening, if you are. I know I did not do your language justice, your accent justice, but, you know. Anyway, pretty hysterical. Made me laugh, still remember it. Isn't that funny how you can remember things for so long ago, but you can't remember, like, the other day I was trying to think of the name of a bridge and I couldn't, and you can't remember, like, your own freaking, you know, what you ate today, but you can remember something someone said 30 years ago or words of a song from, you know, 20 years ago. Crazy. Just like Alzheimer's patients, it amazes me that when you have dementia or Alzheimer's, you can't remember certain things, but it's interesting. It's so intriguing when they can remember how to play an instrument or lyrics to a song. Like, how fascinating is that, how our brain works, you know, the things that we choose to remember, or not choose necessarily, it's not our fault, but the things we remember, just like when you have a trauma. How fascinating is it that our brains will block out trauma to protect us? Things that we don't want to remember, or things that maybe might be harmful to us, our brains just block out. And then things that might be beneficial to us, like playing an instrument and hearing music and knowing how to sing along to it, our brains remember. That's so great. That's so fascinating. The human body is flipping outstanding. The way that it can heal itself, the way that we can use herbs and we don't have to have vaccinations necessarily. I'm not saying that I'm against vaccinations. I'm not saying that certain vaccinations aren't helpful. I know that there are certain vaccinations that are beneficial. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying I prefer to try holistic things first. But it's amazing. It's amazing how, and it's amazing that a starfish can grow another tentacle, leg, I don't know what you want to call it. And that there are certain lizards that if their tail gets cut off, they can grow a new one. Like, how freaking bizarre and amazing is that? How amazing is the human body that when it gets sick, it knows how to heal? It knows what it needs to function. And it's just such an amazing machine, you know? The human body and our brain and how we use it and how we interpret things. You know, they say that there are people with disabilities, and now we kind of steer clear of saying disability. It's just people with different abilities. And again, you know, what is easy for me may be very difficult for someone else, and vice versa. And, you know, what comes semi-natural to me and what comes more natural to someone else. I mean, it's just cool. It's cool how men and women, You know, men usually have more muscle. It's cool that some, but usually this is, I'm not being weird, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but African Americans tend to have more muscle than us puny white people. That's just a thing. They tend to build more muscle. And how amazing that why it was made that way. Like, it's so cool that life gives you, you know, darker skin, because back in the day, darker skinned people usually lived where there was more sun and that way they didn't burn. And lighter skinned people usually lived in an area that there was less sun. And it's just fascinating how we have adapted, how we have evolved. It's equally fascinating how we are regressing right now. And I feel that we went through all of this amazing, awe-inspiring evolution, how we've evolved and the progress we've made and the trials and tribulations and mistakes we've made and overcome, only to turn around and kind of pee on all of it because we're now fighting over things like, you know, what we want to identify as and men lactating. So that is always kind of infuriating. That's always infuriating, you know, upsetting, a little aggravating. We spent all of this time, all these years evolving as humans. And the way that our body is so adaptive to change, but our minds aren't. Our minds are like, no, this is how it's going to be. And again, it's so crazy on some people are just totally cool with change. They can roll with the punches. They're like, ah, they can, you know, they can go around the curves and maneuver quite easily around obstacles. Yeah, it may be an adjustment. Maybe they're a little bothered. Maybe it's a bit of an adjustment to them. Maybe they're not super stoked by it, but they can still adjust. And then there are other people that, you know, there are people with autism that would throw them absolutely out of whack. That is part of their disability, quote, quote, if you will. That's part of something that people with autism, no matter what spectrum you're on, change will throw them off. It's something that they can't digest as well as someone else. It's something that's harder for them to maneuver around. But that's just fascinating. Humans are fascinating. Animals are fascinating. I watch animals a lot, and sometimes I'm like, God, I wish we were more like an animal. You know, they respect the pecking order. They know their role. They each have a role. They play their role. They're fine with their role. Again, I'm not saying that we should all know our role and be like, you get in the kitchen, you work, unga bunga. You know, I'm just saying sometimes it's just nice to know our role and not have a lot of change. And then other times we need to progress. Things have to change. I was just talking about how one of my bosses just absolutely hated change, so much so that she wrote her payroll to this day, as of November of 2023, all of her taxes and all of her payroll are done by hand, to where there are carbon copies of things, where we did reservations by hand in a book that we had to write in hand and tally up how many kennels. And we had a phone line, a credit card machine that used a phone line. So if you tried to call while the credit card machine was going, it would kick off the credit card machine. So sometimes you do need to adapt. You know, even if it's kicking and screaming, even if you don't want it, sometimes it's like, well, whether you want it or not, it just needs to happen. I mean, like I said before, I'm totally old school. I like to do things by hand. I still like post-it notes. I don't put notes in my phone. I don't have a calendar in my phone. I have a calendar that I hang up on my refrigerator that I write my appointments on, or I'll write my appointments on a piece of paper or post-it and put them in my car or on my refrigerator or my door. I don't have I started to say Palm Pilot. Oh my God. Ugh. Speaking of progression, Palm Pilot. Geez, do you guys remember Palm Pilots? Remember when those were all the rage, or beepers? Beepers and Palm Pilots, God. So, you know, times are a-changing, and sometimes we need to keep up with the times. And then I understand that, why fix something that's not broken? If it's not broken, don't fix it. You know, I guess we just need to decipher the difference between broken and progress. I don't know. We're trying to fix a lot of things that aren't broken. I blame George Floyd. Ooh, ouch. That's going to piss a lot of people off. That's going to hit people the wrong way. All right. I just said that for shock value, guys. But you know what? This did all happen around the whole George Floyd thing. And I definitely am not at all for how the cops handled it. They handled it very poorly. Not okay with how the cops handled it, just to state that for the record. But I'm also going to state the oh so unfavorable opinion that George Floyd was not a hero, not someone we should look up to and pattern our lives after. He was not some upstanding member of society. He had a rap sheet. He was a criminal. Not just once or twice, he had a rap sheet, guys. But that just set things in motion. That in combination with COVID, oof, spiral. We are trying to claw our way out, or are we? We're not trying to claw our way out. We're still spiraling. Just I didn't think we could get any further. But we are. Just when I think we couldn't get any worse, we did. Can you guys hear my dog snoring in the background? That's your new background noise. Let's see if I can get her. Okay, that took a, there's too much of a pause there. Sorry, that's a long pause. Oh boy. So, George Floyd, I don't know why on earth we are idolizing him. I don't know why we're idolizing Palestine. I'm not sure why we think it's okay to idolize people that are pro-murder, pro-beheading, and posting the beheadings and murders and rapes on social media. I'm not sure why we are supporting people that use their own children as human shields. I'm not sure why we're supporting men that are in sports, women's sports. I'm not sure why we are supporting men modeling women's clothing and taking away that job from an actual woman. So we are a little, we're not progressing, folks, that's for sure. We're just getting more and more bizarre. And just when I think we couldn't get more bizarre, I'm like, huh, though we did it again. Here's your sign. So interesting. So those things are on my mind. You know, I'm so sorry again for all of the weird episodes lately. But again, this will keep you on your toes, right? If when you listen to my podcast, it is definitely one that is like riding a bull. You are going to feel like you are on a crazy roller coaster bucking bronco. You're probably going to feel like you can't keep up, that you maybe need some caffeine or something to keep you focused. But hey, you know, there you go. I keep you on your toes. I'm keeping your brain sharp. You're welcome. You're welcome to keeping your brain sharp and 100% aware and alert and on its toes. I am like a drill sergeant, really. It's like I'm your drill sergeant. I'm keeping you fresh and, you know, keeping you as a problem solver and a quick thinker. I'm making you use your brain. Unlike Oregon. Oregon doesn't want you to use your brain. I, however, do. You're welcome. You listen to my podcast and you will gain an IQ point every time. For every podcast you listen to, you will gain one IQ point. Wow, That's a pretty cocky claim, huh? That's pretty arrogant. You just get smarter every time you listen to me. That's my claim. All right. Maybe you won't get smarter, but you'll definitely learn something, whether it's that I'm an idiot, whether that it's that I'm full of crap, whether it's I digress a lot and I talk fast. Maybe I'm hoping you'll learn something else. I'm hoping you actually will walk away learning something either about me that you didn't know that you wanted to know. Who knows? Maybe somehow you will actually learn something of value when you listen to me. Or like I said, maybe it'll help you go to sleep when you need it. Maybe it'll help keep you awake when you need it. But I hope you get something out of listening to it. Maybe you're just relishing in the fact that I'm an idiot and you're like, this person makes me feel so much smarter. She's such an idiot that when I listen to her, I feel smarter. Maybe that's what it is. Whatever it is, you are welcome. You're welcome. You know, I do what I do. I like to help in any way I can, right? So, hey, thanks. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramblings of an Insomniac. Until next time.